A couple of hours before jogging onto the field for his first practice as interim head coach of the Broncos, Eric Studisville addressed his team Wednesday morning at Dove Valley and delivered a clear and poignant message. He said even at 3-9, he will not let anyone cut corners or let up for any reason. Everyone in the room is a professional and is obligated to give each other, the organization, and the fans complete effort during the week as the team prepares for Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to demand and expect excellence from everybody in the group, and I'm going to expect effort. You know, we got to play hard. We got to work. We've got a lot of work to do. This is a tremendous opponent, and it's a good football team, and we want to do everything we can to prepare for them. But I told them that I want them to enjoy their teammates. Let's have a great practice. Let's be sharp. Let's get to work, because we can't have success if we don't start with work. And I feel like they bought in. They had a great walkthrough right now, and they're ready to go to work.
In the locker room, players said the coach's message was heard loud and clear, and that his energy and approach towards everything from meetings to practice are difficult to ignore.
The thing about positive energy is it's contagious, you know, especially at a position as the head coach. When you're positive and upbeat and things like that, it trickles down to the players and the other coaches and stuff. And we definitely got that feel from him this morning.
That's what you want to have in this game. If you don't have positive energy, then you get negative results. And I think that's what he wants to, once again, put his own stamp on it and the opportunity that he has to lead this team. And I think he'll continue to be that way. I've known him for years now. I worked with him in Buffalo, and he's always been a positive guy, fun guy to be around. And I'm excited for him amidst all the things that are going on.
Studisville's excitement and approach are noticeable and have given the team a temporary shot in the arm. But Kyle Orton says it's up to the players to make the real difference.
Only way you lift anything is to win football games. I mean, if you want to feel better as a player, you want to feel better as an organization, you want to feel better as fans, you got to win, you know? And that falls on the players to go out and execute and play better, and whatever plan we're given, to go out and execute it. And starts with this week in practice, and we got to go out today and have a good week.
When asked how much change he expects to see from the team this Sunday, Orton answered plainly, "Hopefully we're going to win, which we haven't done a lot of lately." From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.